Come on, son, you are young, yet I oft have been told that in wenching and drinking you're desperate bold. In running these courses your ruin will find, and troubles create in your old father's mind. Give over betimes, then before 'tis too late, and I'll strive for to get you a handsome young mate. What music is this which from you I do hear? It tickles my fancy and pleases my ear. Your good admonition I willingly take, but first let me see you those follies forsake. For 'tis known at this day you've a wife and a miss. The one is your drudge, and the other you kiss. But, sirrah, how dare you speak thus to my face? Your sides I will bang if you do me disgrace. Suppose what you say does appear to be true, yet sure I should not be told on it by you. Give over betimes, then before 'tis too late, and I'll strive for to get thee a handsome young mate. You know I am young, and perhaps may be wild, which makes it well known that I am your own child. You every day to the tavern do go, and at night come home drunk with a neighbor or so. And 'tis known at this day you've a wife and a miss. The one is your drudge, and the other you kiss. Good wine is most proper for us that are old. It enlivens and comforts our bloods that are cold. And to keep a young miss, I account it no harm, for a young handsome bedfellow keeps a man warm. But, young man, be wise before 'tis too late, and I'll strive for to get you a handsome young mate. You say you drink wine 'cause blood is grown cold, and I'll drink that by drinking I ne'er may get hold. For he that with Bacchus doth daily engage shall ever be young and ne'er suffer old age. But 'tis known at this day you've a wife and a miss. My mother's your drudge, and the harlot you kiss. You saucy young rascal, my neighbors can tell that of all other women your mother lives well. My care and industry ever was such to give her sufficient and never to grudge. But, young man, be you wise before 'tis too late, and I'll strive for to get you a handsome young mate. By your favour, good father, 'tis very well known that 'twill ne'er out all the flesh when 'tis bred in the bone. Therefore I advise you your labour to save, for without your good help many misses I have. But 'tis known at this day you've a wife and a miss. My mother's your drudge, and the harlot you kiss. O impudent villain, what dost thou confess, that thou dost keep harlots, and wilt do no less? Come hither, my youngster, for thee I will geld, lest my name by thy bastards be hereafter upheld. Yet if you'll be wise now before 'tis too late, I'll strive for to get thee a handsome young mate. I have told you, kind sir, I have mates 3 or 4, and if I do want, can have more the next hour. But if yours don't please you, I'll get you another, that I'll warrant you far shall out frolic the other. For 'tis known at this day you've a wife and a miss. My mother's your drudge, and the harlot you kiss. But, son, you mistake me when I speak of a mate. I mean a good wife with a handsome estate. Leave off those women, and I'll do the same. For I find they will ruin purse, person, and fame. And if now you'll grow wise before 'tis too late, I'll strive for to get you an honest young mate. These words may prevail if your deeds be the same, but first let me see you forsake the old game. Turn off your young wench, and to my mother be kind, and in your own steps I will walk you shall find. For now at this day you've a wife and a miss. My mother's your drudge, and the harlot you kiss. Well, son, a lewd woman's a desperate thing, and a whore to your person much danger will bring. Though it does not become me to tell what I've done, yet I now will reform and advise you, my son. Now prithee, grow wiser before 'tis too late, and I'll strive for to get thee a handsome young mate.